This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Thousands of refugees from Nagorno-Karabakh streamed into Armenia Monday as a deadly blast rocked a fuel depot in the rebel enclave, and Azerbaijan, an ally, Turkey, hailed Baku's victory over the majority ethnic Armenian area. Many of the refugees are shaken up and scared. Among them, here's a young mother, Alpine Mosvian.
We ran into a hangar, then to a basement in Stepanakert. The gunfighting was everywhere, all the time, not even a five-minute break. It was going on all the time. We could not leave the basement because it was dangerous. We could die at any moment.
Several days after the fighting, more than 6,000 people have so far entered Armenia, according to Yerevan. Two members of Bahrain's army were killed and others injured in a Houthi drone attack on Monday during a deployment in Saudi Arabia near the border with Yemen. Bahrain's state news agency quoted its country's army with the information. At least 7 people died, 9 missing in Mexico, after heavy rains turned a mountain stream into a torrent of muddy floodwater that swept away villagers. Authorities said the bodies of some of the victims were reported to have been found several kilometers downstream from where they disappeared in Outland in the western state of Jalisco. A small child and 2 other people were found dead Monday after a sewage-polluted river swollen by heavy rains swept away precarious homes in the Guatemalan capital. 9 children among 15 people missing after the river gushed through the Dios Es Fiel shantytown. This is VOA News. It's been 15 years since Kosovo declared independence from Serbia, but as we hear now from Reuters' Angela Johnston, since the recent storming of a monastery, tensions between the two are rising again.
It's recognized by more than 100 countries, including most Western ones like the United States, but not Serbia. It still sees Kosovo as part of its territory. The majority of Kosovo's population is ethnic Albanian. 5% of them are Serbs, of which 50,000 live in northern Kosovo, on the border with Serbia. They receive benefits from Serbia's budgets, like free public health care and larger pensions, and don't pay taxes to either side. Serbia foots the bill for teachers, doctors, and infrastructure projects, and local Serbs are afraid they could lose those benefits if they become integrated with Kosovo.
Reuters' Angela Johnston, who says the United States and the EU want both sides to get on board with a plan from 2022, but those talks stalled last week. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez from the U.S. state of New Jersey has temporarily stepped down from his role as chairman of the powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee after U.S. prosecutors accused Menendez of accepting gold bars and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash in exchange for wielding his influence to aid the Egyptian government. More now from Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
Not only will I be exonerated, but I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator.
U.S. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez on Monday said he wasn't going anywhere after prosecutors charged him and his wife with taking bribes from 3 New Jersey businessmen, defying calls from some elected leaders in his own party to step down.
To those who have rushed to judgment, you have done so based on a limited set of facts framed by the prosecution to be as salacious as possible.
The latest probe is the 3rd time Menendez has been under investigation by federal prosecutors, though he has never been convicted.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. British police said on Monday they had launched an investigation into actor and comedian Russell Brand. Reuters' Emma Jahil says it comes after a joint investigation by British media outlets, which reported Brand was accused of rape and sexual assault by 4 women.
Brand has rejected the allegations. He took to Canadian social media platform Rumble on Monday to accuse the government and mainstream media of trying to censor him.
It appears that there is some significant heft behind controlling those narrative spaces and preventing them from being overtly challenged.
I'm Scott Walterman.